This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Or they accused Sheikh Yasser that you are Sheikh Yasser doubting the preservation of the Quran, and you said clearly that the narrative has holes.
Narrative has holes. Yeah. That's what I said.
Number one, did you say that first?
I said the narrative has holes, but about what? About what exactly? About the preservation of the Quran? A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. My interview is very clear. And also, I said that, you know, sometimes in an interview, you don't use the best words. And I said that no doubt, astaghfirullah, the words weren't the best. But I was not speaking about the preservation of the Quran. A'udhu billah. It's very clear. It was about one of the most technical issues, which is ahruf and qira'at, and the reality of ahruf and qira'at. And Sheikh, your master's and PhD is in ulum al-Qur'an. Out of all of the subjects of ulum al-Qur'an, you know, as well as I do, that ahruf is the one that, يعني تحيرت العقول, that ulama were so...
Suyuti has...
كل الأئمة, one of the most confusing issues of ulum al-Qur'an is haqiqat al-ahruf, and all of the masail.
Can you explain it, please, in Sheikh, I know,
طبعاً, this is the problem.
Like,
yeah.
3 months. But.
So there are ahadith mutawatira from the Prophet ﷺ that the Quran has been revealed in multiple ahruf and 7 ahruf, right? And we also know that there are multiple recitations of the Quran that are, you know, codified, the 10, the 7, the 14, they are codified. So what is the ahruf and what is the relationship of the qira'at with the ahruf? Okay, this is the
qira'at means
the way,
narrator, like Hafs, Asim, Shu'ba, Ibn Kathir.
Yes. Now, this is one of the most complicated and dense questions that ulama have written about. A Suyuti lists 40 opinions in Al-Itqan, right? Ash-Shawkani also lists them. The teacher of our teachers, Sheikh Shanqiti, the one who wrote Adwa al-Bayan, right? He was asked, what is your opinion about the Ahruf? And he said, my opinion about the Ahruf is that I don't have an opinion. This is a Shanqiti. He's so confused. I don't have an opinion about this, right? So, I said...
Shanqiti, by the way, in the level of the knowledge of Sheikh bin Baz.
Some would say even higher.
Yeah.
Some would say even higher.
So my
point is that certain issues arose about my position about Ahruf and Qira'at that other people who perhaps haven't studied as deeply, they found very problematic. And they accuse me of becoming muftadir or dal or even kafir because they didn't, you know. So these issues had to be clarified. So I said, you know, the majority opinion of ahruf and qira'at, I don't agree with it. And the narrative has holes in it. I agree, I shouldn't have used those wordings. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. It's a very painful wording. The kuffar and even some of my critics, they began saying, oh, he is saying the Quran. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu you billah. Have to clarify it.
A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Ash-shak fil Quran kufr, ya Sheikh. A'udhu billah. Ash-shak fil Quran kufr. A'udhu billah. Inna nahnu nazzal dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. How can anybody accuse another Muslim? And ya Sheikh, I don't like saying this. I'm a hafiz of the Quran. Every day we read the Quran. I have ijazat in multiple qira'at, ya Sheikh. For somebody to come and say, I'm doubting, a'udhu billah, wallahi, it's painful, ya Sheikh. I agree, it wasn't the best wording. But look at the interview, wallahi, it is crystal clear. I'm talking about haqiqat al-ahruf, the reality of ahruf, the reality of his relationship with the qira'at. I have an opinion, I have a position, and I don't mind teaching it to anybody who has studied, and but you cannot explain it in 2 minutes online. And Sheikh, yani, again, I don't like saying these things, but you know, one of the critics of mine, and again, may Allah yani, bless and forgive them, they haven't studied these issues. They haven't. And when they hear an opinion that they've never studied, they think you are the kafir al mudl. So he said to me, your position is kufr. And I'm going to get a fatwa from the kibar al-ulama. I'm going to get a fatwa that you are kafir because of this opinion. I said, tafaddal bismillah. But just one يعني, addition. Make sure they also make takfir of al-tahawi and Abu al-Fadl al-Razi and al-Shafi'i. And I mentioned 5 or 6 people. He goes, what do you mean? I said, my opinion is exactly the opinion of Fulan Fulan. I mentioned the whole list. He goes, no way they said this. And I quoted him, look up right now, look up. Khalas sakat, he didn't know what to say. Al-mushkila, they don't even know. They don't even know other opinions.
And actually, at this point, you exactly were imitating a bunch of ulama, starting from Imam
al-Tahawi. 100%, my opinion is nothing new, nothing new. I agree, it's a minority opinion, no
but
doubt.
But the words which he used maybe
exactly,
was wrong?
Exactly. No, the words I used was wrong. But I'm following, in my opinion, about Rahman al-Qira'at, I'm following many ulama. Now, no problem, you disagree, tafaddal. No problem. But please understand, I'm not bringing anything new. It's not something that, I have an opinion that is a minority opinion. And I can back it up and I have no problems discussing with people of ilm in this regard. So this was the whole khulasatul amr.
Sheikh wasn't talking any way about the preservation of Al-Quran al-Kareem. He wasn't talking about Al-Quran al-Kareem. He wasn't talking about Al-Ahruf al-Saba and this big issue between al-ulama. And Sheikh just was imitating a bunch of ulama, starting from Sheikh al-Imam al-Tahawi rahimahullah ta'ala. Is that right?
Exactly.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.